Nolte, Oscar ratings jump 9% after Jimmy Kimmel leaves. By John Nolte on February 25, 2019. Early numbers, that can change, show that the ratings for Sunday's Hustlers Academy Awards jumped 9% over last year, which was the lowest in history. The divisive, far-left Jimmy Kimmel hosted the previous two Oscars telecasts and drove the ratings into the dirt. Last year, only 26.5 million tuned in, a number that was unthinkable a decade ago. This year's 9% improvement is nothing to write home about. The Academy is still looking at a dismal number of around 30 million viewers, which will mean second or third worst in history. But it is fascinating to note that when given the choice between a second round of Kimmel in 2018 and no Kimmel, and no host whatsoever, this year, a few million more people chose no host. Yes, Kimmel is toxic, a star only among the elite. In the real world he barely squeaks over 2 million viewers. It still boggles the mind the Academy would choose one of the most unappealing guys in the country to host 2 years running. Oscar will be pleased with the bump. It could mean the show hit bottom. So that is something, I guess. One thing that should worry Hollywood, though, is just how dull Sunday's telecast was. At 3 hours and 7 minutes it felt more like 10 hours and 7 minutes. Who is going to want to sit through that again? And even without a host, the telecast was partisan, divisive, and mean-spirited. Anyone who tuned in hoping a hostless night might mean fewer insults learned a pretty hard lesson. Hollywood hates normal Americans, despises us, and will use every opportunity to say so. Overall, though, Oscar's biggest problem is a lack of star power. Why would a show devoted to the magic of filmmaking open with Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, and Maya Rudolph, three TV stars? I realize a lot of TV stars make movies, but they are still TV stars. I love the Wayne's World movies, but Dana Carvey and Mike Myers are still TV stars. Allison Janney? Queen Latifah? Emilia Clarke? Trevor Noah? Paul Rudd? I get it, I do, they appear in movies and Janney even won an Oscar. But we are a long ways away from Sylvester Stallone, Shirley MacLaine, Sidney Poitier, Clint Eastwood, Jane Fonda, Julie Christie, Warren Beatty, Dennis Hopper, Terry Garr, Louis Gossett Jr., Richard Dreyfuss, Sally Field, etc. Except for a brief respite with Julia Roberts, Barbara Streisand, Michelle Yeoh, and a couple of others. Last night's show had all the charisma of the daytime Emmys. Star power matters. Think of just how much better last night's telecast would have been with just one shot of Jack Nicholson smiling in those sunglasses. Update: this piece has been updated to reflect the numbers as they come in. The ratings are now showing a 9%, not a 14% bump. We will continue to update throughout the day. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.